Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. We've got 11 and a half minutes now before the top of the hour. With us in studio is our friend Jeff Garrison from Merit Resources. Welcome back to the News Hour, Jeff. Good to see you.
Thanks, Michael. You too.
At least once a month, we get to talk to Jeff about something really interesting. And this time, we're going to be talking a little bit about the Affordable Care Act.
Yes, once again, you know, most people are getting tired of hearing about this, but it's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
It is.
The way this has been phased in over the last couple of years.
Right. And up until this time, some businesses have been exempt. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah. Specifically, what I want to share today is businesses that have more than 50 employees but fewer than 100. There's some changes coming. Starting January 1st in 2016. Specifically, up until this point, you haven't been required to provide insurance if you're under 50 employees, and well, under 100 employees, rather.
Okay.
Now that 50 to 100 is going to be required to provide affordable coverage to their employees.
So if you're under 50 employees, you can still skate?
Nothing changes.
Nothing changes. Yes. Okay.
Yes, but 50 and above, and before it was 100 plus, now it's everybody between 50 and 100 too. And that's not a big change for most businesses of that size because you're already offering insurance coverage to be competitive.
But now that insurance coverage, is it correct? That insurance coverage has to meet certain standards, correct?
Yes, it does, and most plans do. The biggest change for those businesses is that there are reporting requirements. You know, they have to report to the government
whether or not you're doing it, huh?
Yes, how many employees are eligible for the plan, how many are on the plan. Is that you have to prove every year that the coverage meets the affordable coverage requirements and, you know, that you're contributing the appropriate amount as the employer. And this is just another one of those paper chases.
Sure, that you got to do, yeah.
Yep.
Well, Jeff Garrison is with us from Merit Resources. Jeff, so if you're doing this, I suspect that there's some information that the business owner or the company needs to get out to their employees relatively soon.
Well, the most important thing they need to do, and they do need to distribute information, but one thing that has to be in place is their ability to track their employees and who they've offered coverage to, you know, those eligible employees. And this is not on an annual basis. They need to track it by the month.
Okay.
And report it by the month on the Form 1094-C.
Sure.
You take a look at it, and it looks simple enough. But since it's monthly tracking.
But once you get started, I mean, in all reality, once you get started, and if your employee base is relatively stable.
Yes.
It shouldn't be too, but if you've got issues with high turnover, then it could be a nightmare.
Yeah, it is, or if you have seasonal employees, things like that. But, you know, that's a paper thing, logistical thing you have to keep up with. The other big change, and this is more important, is that community rating, and we've talked about this in the past, but this is where the underwriting has become simpler. And the pool that insurance companies use to determine your insurance rates is now the community and not just your company. So really what that means is that your employees might be subsidizing the rest of the pool, or perhaps the pool is subsidizing you. It can be to your benefit or it can be way to your detriment. On that.
Now, when we talk about community, we're not talking about Des Moines, are we? Or are we talking about like businesses?
Well, the state insurance commissioner sets that what's the community. And so that's going to be everybody in a certain geographic area.
Okay.
So let's just say the state.
All right.
So the way your insurance premiums are calculated, if you're in that 50 to 100 bucket, is going to change in 2016.
Yeah.
So it can, if you have a relatively healthy group in your business, it's going to cost everybody money.
Right.
That's the big thing. And of course, The reason Merit talks about this stuff is we have a business model that helps companies in that bucket avoid community rating. We can offer plans with traditional underwriting. And so for especially a business of that size, you can just kind of start to think about those premium dollars in your head and what that might cost for that many people.
Yeah. You know, when we get into this thing, and most people, I don't care who you are, if you own a business of any size, you know, when you start talking about insurance of any kind, people's eyes start to cross. Because it's just, you know, oh, please, come on. And so what you're saying is that there are some answers out there for people if they need them?
There are options. Yeah, there's different strategies that one can use, and using Merit might be one of those. If you're in that bucket or if you are a small business, you should definitely talk to somebody from Merit Resources to look. We like to think we have a stronger way to do human resources and benefits for small businesses.
And when you do, so, okay, if I pick up the phone and I say, okay, hey, Merit Resources, we got 73 employees. And I know this ACA thing is changing. What do you got? Will you talk to them for free? I mean, at least, you know, say, hi, how are you? Or does the meter start running the minute you pick up
the
phone?
No, no. I will talk to you for free. And, you know, we'll talk about the way we approach things. And, you know, we can run through the whole bit and see if it might make business sense for your company. Right. And if an idea makes business sense, then we can start to figure out if it makes financial sense.
Now, when we're talking about businesses, and we need to also probably slate in here some nonprofits as well, because those are still a business,
even though
they are saying, hey, we're nonprofit. So if that nonprofit entity out there has 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 people, same story, right?
Yeah, it is. In fact, about 1 in 7 of our clients is a nonprofit.
And that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Nonprofits aren't focused on profit, but they still have budgets, and they're focused on the mission. And all this stuff is a distraction and an anchor,
sure,
whether you're for-profit or nonprofit.
Jeff Garrison, ladies and gentlemen, he is with Merit Resources. Merit Resources is a proud sponsor of the Business News Hour, and so we get to talk to Jeff on a regular basis about cool things all the time. I mean, you know, from what it is with your HR, your employment regulations internal to your business, to your employment handbook and all that, mm-hmm, other kind of stuff, to now ACA and the changes that are coming down the pike. When are these changes taking effect, Jeff?
January 1st.
So we got a little time, but
yep,
not much. Well, that's an interesting thing. When somebody is making these transitions, how long does it take to transition? I mean, should somebody call you on December 15th? Are they going to be in the bucket, or are they going to be out of the bucket, or is it better to get going soon?
It's better to get, you want to get going now.
Yeah.
If you're looking at a January 1 change, you want to get going now.
At least know
and
your
most
options.
And most companies, they're looking if their insurance renews. And many, it's between October and January. They're already starting to look at this stuff.
Yeah, and these are things that you can't really mess around with. Monthly reporting periods, so not annually. You just need to make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
Yep, and the fines can be hefty if you don't get it right.
You know, I wonder who reads those reports.
The IRS.
Oh, those guys.
Yes, those fellows.
So yes, we probably don't want to be messing around. Thank you, Jeff, for coming and sharing that with us. We're talking about ACA. That's the Affordable Care Act, and things that you probably need to be on speed with between now and the 1st of January of 2016. It's a great time. Did kids go back to school today?
They did.
It's kind of exciting.
I dropped my oldest off at college last week.
Yeah, there you go, man. You know, time marches on, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It really does. Thanks so much for coming in. Jeff Garrison, ladies and gentlemen, he is with Merit Resources. You can find out more by looking those folks up online. Also, our thanks to Laura Kennard for coming in and talking about the networking opportunities this week and into next week. Gosh, we were even talking about Labor Day. Is that possible? And we were talking about good jobs. What is it that people really want about a job? Is it flexibility? Is it stability? What is it? A national group's going out there and asking folks. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, that would be Tyler and Jimmy Olson and also Mark McDowell, Mary Sayer. My name? Who, me? Yeah, it's not Jerry Orbach. It is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRMT, Des Moines.